at 855. 450 is free. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you tonight. And in the studio this evening, it's Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
All right, so don't forget, you can also Skype the show. The Skype username that you'll need is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. There's actually a news story here that, Allie, you happen to bring in tonight that I also had last night. We never got to it. Mark also had it as well. This is like a definite. We have to talk about it, so we're just going to open the show with this one. It is yet another instance, or what could be a future instance, of a dog shooting. Normally, the police don't let on that their intention is to kill your animals. But
it just happens that way, and it's an accident. The dog was being aggressive. It's supposed to be that they show up and the dog's being aggressive, not that they threaten to kill your dog, which is what happened in this case.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, normally it's some sort of police issue. They come to somebody's house, they were called there, or they just come there for whatever reason, and then, like you said, they act like they're afraid of the dog, and then they shoot the dog to death. We've seen plenty of examples of this over time. It's just shocking how often it happens, and the police, of course, get away with it because people aren't as concerned about the death of a dog as they are maybe investigating the death of a human, and it's all the police officer has to say is, I was in fear for my life.
It was so counterintuitive because, for some reason in my mind, the dog-loving community and the police community, I would think there would be a lot of overlapping there, that even if you had a dog-hating cop, that the majority of the people around him, you know, his colleagues would all love dogs, and they found out that you were shooting dogs that weren't posing a threat, that you would be shunned or something. But no, I guess this kind of behavior is totally acceptable among police groups.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, Allie, and because we certainly don't see very many police officers speaking out when their fellow officers are murdering people's animals. There seems to be kind of a code of silence on that. Maybe it's a sick competition that they have.
And sometimes it's little animals, too, like chihuahuas or something like that.
It's not always big hulking dogs. That's certainly true.
But what a way to make people upset, right? I mean, people love their animals. And so if you want to turn somebody against the police, we'll just shoot their animals.
It's gangster style. It's mafia stuff.
Well, you know, Tally, there was a video a long time ago from, I don't know if it was Afghanistan or Iraq, where they were abusing an animal. I believe it was a dog in that video, and I don't remember if they'd, like, thrown it off a cliff, or there was more than one of them. And people were so up in arms about what they did to this dog, but they didn't really seem to care about the innocent people that had been murdered over there. So, yeah, it would certainly follow that people should be more upset about the murder of dogs, but yet, nonetheless, cops just get away with it time and time again. So here's the news story. This version from Fox 4 KC, that's Kansas City, where apparently the story took place. Kansas City man says he's been terrified since an encounter with police on Monday evening. He says officers came to his home in southeast Kansas City looking for people he'd never heard of, and when he refused to let them inside, things turned ugly.
And this man is an attorney, correct?
He is, actually. Eric Crinion heard a loud banging at his door on Monday night. He was instantly alarmed since a neighbor's house was robbed a few weeks ago, so he grabbed a crowbar. Crinion said three police officers were outside of his house. He says, I open the door a little bit wider, and he sees I have something in my hand, so he pulls his gun, tells me to put down whatever I've got, and then come out with my hands up, so I do. Now, as an attorney, I would hope that he would know that he doesn't have to answer the door for the police. I mean, that's, again, I don't give legal advice. I'm not an attorney.
Well, he likely wouldn't have still been holding the crowbar if he realized it was the police at the door. He must not. I don't know why he answered the door, if he thought it was an intruder, but he was holding a crowbar.
Yeah, good point. They wanted to know where two guys were, he said, and Crinion later found out police believed they had violated parole. I said, I have no idea who you're talking about, and I've never heard of those people before. To prove it, he said police asked to search his house. Crinion refused multiple times. He said they needed a warrant. Then he said one police officer started threatening him by saying, quote, if we have to get a warrant, we're going to come back when you're not expecting it. We're going to park in front of your house where all your neighbors can see. We're going to bust in your door with a battering ram. We're going to shoot and kill your dogs, he says, who are my family, he adds. And then we're going to ransack your house looking for these people. If that's the case, and those are the things that were said, I would think those would be inappropriate, said John Hamilton, who is an associate professor of criminal justice at Park University and former police officer. He said having a warrant is always the best way for the police to search a home, and while the threats aren't illegal, they might violate a department policy. Isn't that interesting? It's not illegal for the police to threaten to murder your dogs.
I guess they're allowed to lie in order to get whatever information or consent they want.
Well, I don't know if that's a lie. Yes, they're certainly allowed to lie. I feel like they're telling the truth in this case, that they will shoot this man's dogs.
I think they will, too.
Wow. They're really trying to twist this guy's arm to get him a search.
But it's pretty interesting, though. I mean, if I were to threaten to kill your animals, Tally, don't you think that would be some kind of a criminal threatening charge? Or do you have to... Can you only get a criminal threatening charge if you threaten a human being? Is it totally okay for me to just threaten... I'm going to kill all your chickens tonight, Tally, if you don't do X, Y, or Z. I mean, that sounds like extortion to me.
Sure. I think you'd be charged with a crime. For bringing
right.
threats.
But here this criminal justice professor is saying, oh, well, it's not illegal what the police did.
It's just inappropriate.
Right, there may be a departmental policy against it, but it's not illegal.
He's saying badges grant extra rights.
That's exactly what he's saying. Crinian says he's never had a problem with the police before in his life, and he still has a great amount of respect for the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
Doesn't it blow your mind that people can say something like that? After you
After
have an
this,
experience like that, how can you say, I still have respect for this police department?
Well, right, and there were three police officers at his door. It wasn't like it was just this lone officer, this rogue, who'd come by to make this threat. He was there with two other officers, and they all were there essentially threatening this man together. So this idea that, oh, well, it's just it's a bad apple. Well, no, there's three bad apples, and they all just happen to be working together. Are we supposed to believe that there aren't other bad apples in the Kansas City Police Department, that the whole tree isn't rotten to the very core?
Can you imagine if you called your cable provider and they threatened to shoot your dog, that someone would say, well, that was kind of a bad experience, but I still have a lot of respect for
right.
this company.
Yeah. Exactly. People would behave completely differently if they were actually dealing with a private company. They would know that they could go to the satellite TV provider, or they would know that they could go to whoever else is offering a service like that. But unfortunately with the police, it's a one-size-fits-all monopoly service, and you'll take what you get, or else.
And they're not there to help people necessarily. They're there to enforce laws. Two different things.
Yeah. So yet another example of the police just being completely out of control, doing whatever it is that they want to do, and they're probably going to get away with it. Spokesperson for the Kansas City Police Department says he can't discuss ongoing OCC reports. I don't know what that stands for. I presume that's some sort of complaint, officer complaint commission or something, and says they are investigated internally. Don't worry, folks. We have this under control. We have heard the complaint. We are reviewing the complaint. Our internal investigation squad will be on the job here, and we will take care of it. I have nothing more to say. You trust them, right?
Imagine if the cops were suspected you of a crime. You're like, I'll just investigate this myself.
Right.
I have it from here, officer.
I got this.
I have a theory, and that is that cops don't throw cops under the bus a lot because mm-hmm. then nobody would become cops.
It's right? a brotherhood.
Yep.
Thin blue line.
It's part of the system. It's systematic that they get away with this kind of stuff.
It's pretty sick, and they do get away with it, and they'll probably get away with it in this case. But it brings up the question of what can you really do about this? What is the solution to police who are out of control? How do you handle that?
I think a lot of us in this room, the three of us, we make media, so you know we're drawing attention to it. There's a documentary some people are producing called Puppy Side. Have you guys heard about this?
I haven't.
Hear about that.
And so it's all about this, cops shooting dogs.
Yeah, but okay, so fine. You can make documentaries, you can put media out there, you can bring attention to what the police are doing. Mm-hmm. There's no shortage. I mean, the reason why they have enough material for a documentary is because there are so many instances mm-hmm. of this. Some of it caught on video, by the way. Some just absolutely outrageous video. One of the worst ones I've ever seen has to be the family pulled over several years ago now in Tennessee. Side of the road, nighttime, they asked the officers if they could close the back doors to the car to stop the golden retriever from getting out. The officers refused to allow them to close the doors to the car. The golden retriever jumps out of the car, comes up towards one of the cops, wagging its tail. You know, probably just wants to kiss him or something like that, or lick him. And the cop levels his shotgun and blasts the dog's head off.
Bulletproof vest for dogs.
We'll come back with more in moments. It's Free Talk Live. What's your solution?
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. They are all free for you. Archives go back for years. You just click download and they're yours at freetalklive.com. You know, it wasn't too long ago, several weeks back, we talked about forcefieldenergy.com. Mark and I explained that we have purchased some of the stock in FNRG, and we told you that it was going to be listed on NASDAQ, and it ended up being listed on NASDAQ. Told you they had some big contracts that were going to be coming in, and some of those have, and we told you, most importantly, that we thought it was poised to move upward in price, and it did. Now, obviously, you don't know what the future holds. Risk is involved in investing, so you need to do your research, and I recommend you do some research because I think you'll find out that Force Field Energy's products are pretty exciting, like industrial LED lighting that they are installing in huge installations, you know, in large companies and even government streets, street lights, and this is saving companies money, and that means that they're going to want it. So I think Force Field's a good investment. You can go and get it with your favorite brokerage account. Again, stock ticker symbol FNRG for forcefieldenergy.com. So let's go to the phones here and to the fun, and then we'll talk a little bit more about whatever, well, you want to discuss here. I know Jason Talley is frustrated by some of these politicians coming into New Hampshire from all over the place, bringing their big government, intrusive, oppressive ideas with them. We'll get into that here if we get a chance. And Crichton first, though, in Louisville is on the line. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Talley, and Allie.
How's it going?
Crichton, what's on your mind tonight?
Couple days as I'm driving in listening to podcasts, I've been wanting to punch my own dashboard.
Oh no, why?
Because of the, well, the trouble that keeps coming up about Bitcoin blockchain.
Yeah, so a couple nights in a row, two different people had called in, apparently independently of one another, bringing up the Bitcoin blockchain objection, which was recently publicized by a particular YouTube channel named Storm Clouds Gathering. And so I imagine that might have been a factor in why more people are buzzing about it now than they might have been in the weeks prior. For our listeners that are unaware, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It is something that is changing the world as we speak. It's currently worth around $800-something per Bitcoin. It's actually dropped quite a bit today. There's been a huge drop today. But it's very exciting to a lot of people, and many people worldwide are adopting the Bitcoin on a daily basis. There are new Bitcoin wallets being created all over the world. And the price has been shooting up just in general. It's dropped today, but over time it's gone up quite a bit. And some people are bringing up some objections. And one of them is this idea that the Bitcoin software, which downloads the entirety of all of the Bitcoin transactions that have ever happened onto your computer, is going to become too unwieldy, it's going to be too large, and it's going to that's going to cause problems. So that's what's frustrating you, Crichton?
Well, the misinformation, actually, is what frustrates me.
Okay, what part?
Well, the part that it's an issue. It was a known issue avoided originally by Satoshi when he wrote the protocol. It was predictable, and it was dealt with originally. In the original protocol.
It's not my understanding that it's been dealt with. I heard that they had that in Satoshi's original paper. This is the creator of the Bitcoin, that he wrote something about that there could be a pruning process that could be implemented to make the size of the blockchain, as it's called, a whole lot smaller. But it's my understanding that said process has never been implemented.
Well, it's never been implemented because it doesn't need to be implemented on the protocol level. It's already implemented on the protocol level.
Okay, that doesn't make sense to me. You've got to put it into words that the average person can understand.
The protocol is basically a set of rules that lets the clients communicate with one another. Well, one of the rules is that the blocks, the individual blocks, have a data structure. It's called a Merkle tree that lets the clients edit the block after they've had the full block and checked it. They can edit out parts that they don't need, the individual node. The thing is that the protocol permits it, but no programmers for individual clients have included that process in their clients because there hasn't been enough people asking for it, basically. But if you had the personal programming skills, you could do it to your own client. It's not really an issue that the developers of the Bitcoin protocol are concerned with, because it can be implemented by any one of the programmers who do the individual client.
Okay, but the concern that was echoed in this video from the Storm Clouds gathering was that the blockchain is going to become so large that that eventually it's going to result in certain companies that have the resources to be able to store this thing and to be able to access it appropriately would be the only people that would be able to have this, and so therefore it would be in fewer and fewer hands, meaning it would be more likely to be targeted by some sort of government takedown or regulation.
Takeover,
perhaps. And, you know, how does what you're saying here address that concern?
Well, there in the protocol, the original protocol, there are several layers of versions of clients that can be used. The reason that the full client is used almost entirely is because it's considered it's the high mark of security. It's Fort Knox for your $3 worth of bitcoins. There's no higher level of security available. That's it. But the protocol permits lower levels of security for more rational, normal people.
Right. Now I follow that. Like the average, what you're saying is the average person is not going to want to install the full-on Bitcoin client on their computer. I have the Bitcoin client on my computer because, you know, I'm kind of a geek like that. I can handle that stuff.
What's a client?
The client is a piece of software that interacts with the network in this case. So,
it's not the same thing as mining Bitcoin.
No, not at all the same thing. Okay. So you may have a blockchain.info client on your phone, Allie. I don't know if you do have that. Okay, so that's another version of a client. The blockchain.info client would be one that does not have the blockchain stored. You don't have to download this full 12 gigabytes of the blockchain, whereas with the official client, the actual Bitcoin client, the one that's released by the Bitcoin group or whoever it is that puts it out, that one you have to download this huge blockchain file, which is constantly getting bigger.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, that's just the thing. You're not going to want to do it if it's so large that it's so unwieldy
just
and so difficult.
Space, right?
It just takes up space, so people are going to be less and less inclined to do it.
What would be the advantage? Is there any advantage to doing that way?
As Crichton said, there is some level of extra security involved. So, for instance, if blockchain.info, well, blockchain's got encrypted wallet files, so you'd probably be safe with them. But if they somehow were to raid your account, then you could be in trouble, which they wouldn't be able to do with the official software. But the concern is that it's going to get so large that fewer and fewer people are going to be using this program, and so therefore the network will become even more vulnerable. And I don't know if I've heard a good answer to that objection. If you want to hang on, Crichton, we'll give you a shot at it here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you like, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
We are talking about Bitcoin again. There's been some real concern this week about the blockchain, as it is called, this ledger that goes back to the beginning of Bitcoin that shows you all of the transactions that have ever happened in Bitcoin. And it's a concern because it just keeps getting larger. And some people are saying that it's going to be too large to the point where it will prohibit people from getting involved. We'll come back with that here. And also want to tell you, if you want to still get some Bitcoins, because right now might be a really good time to buy them, considering they're down hundreds of dollars in just the last 24 hours. They've been as high as $1,200 within the last few days, but now they're in the 800 range, and that's really creating a run on Bitcoins. The folks over at CashIntoCoins.com are playing catch-up. They're so busy with orders, they're taking longer than they normally do, unfortunately. So you will have to be patient. If you go to cashintocoins.com, you can still go to any of these banks, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union with shared branching. You deposit money into the account they give you at cashintocoins.com, deposit your cash into that account, you take a picture of the receipt, send it off to Cash Into Coins, and they will take care of you. But they are saying to beware, it could take longer than normal. They are actually out of Bitcoins right now, so they are working on acquiring more Bitcoins over at cashintocoins.com. But they will fulfill your orders. It just may take a little bit longer than it normally does. Sometimes they can have it done in 15 minutes, but it sounds like it's definitely going to take longer than that now. It may take sometimes some guy said it was almost a day, actually, at this point. So there's been a real run on Bitcoins, and I think there's only like a couple people behind the scenes there to get all of that work done.
It's interesting because one of the things that makes gold have or silver have value is that it's scarcity, right? Mm-hmm. Without the scarcity, if gold was just falling out of the skies like rain,
sure,
then it would have no, it wouldn't be as expensive.
Yeah, it'd be as
there'd be no reason
water
to hold it, right? Yeah, exactly. So I think that the whole idea of, like, we're out of Bitcoins and we're trying to get more and there's a big run on Bitcoins just kind of points to the scarcity thing, which is part of what gives it its value. There's only so many that can be in circulation, which I think...
We're about halfway to the total amount.
Right, it grows Bitcoins. Over time, right. the amount that's in circulation.
Let's go back to Crichton. He's on the line. He's frustrated by this blockchain objection that people have been bringing up over the last couple nights on Free Talk Live. And you're trying to address the objection here, Crichton, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is a really decent objection, and there aren't very many good objections to Bitcoin, but this is a pretty good one because, yes, the average user should not be using the standard Bitcoin software because it's too technical for them. But what happens when the technical people are getting pushed out because the blockchain is becoming too large? Then is there a legitimate concern that the blockchain will be too large to the point where only large companies with huge money will be able to afford to store this thing, meaning that they'll be easily targetable by the state to be taken out or regulated? That is the concern brought up in the video by Storm Clouds Gathering, and we've brought up some possible answers to that concern, like, number one, don't worry about it. Technology is going to outpace the Bitcoin. It won't be a big deal. There'll be plenty of storage space. It's no big deal. But that's kind of a faith-based answer. The other one is, don't worry about it. Trust the geeks. They'll solve the problem. And again, that's another faith-based answer, which doesn't really sound too convincing. I personally believe in both of those things. I think that, yes, I think hard drive space will be plentiful, and it is already, but it'll become more plentiful. It'll become cheaper. Processing power, bandwidth, all of these things will become cheaper and more plentiful over time. But even some who are very, very expert on Bitcoin are saying that maybe it won't outpace Bitcoin. If Bitcoin gets very, very popular very quickly, the popularity of Bitcoin may outpace the increase in technical capacity.
But isn't a large part of its popularity come from the idea that it's like shared ownership? It's not just big companies that can have the software that controls it?
Yep, that's absolutely the case.
So if it lost that, then it would be less valuable and less popular. So I think
it would, and it would die off.
That's part of the demand.
Crichton?
But it wouldn't lose that. That's my point. I mean, there's lots of ways to solve this problem in the near term. But my point is that Satoshi specified a solution, an elegant solution, that lets individuals continue to run a full node without keeping the full blockchain. That's what the pruning process means. They're accepting the chain, the full blocks as they come in.
Once that happens, if they implement this pruning process that you're discussing, will there still need to be some places that store the full blockchain, or can we just get rid of the whole idea of having every transaction that's ever happened on Bitcoin? Is that really necessary?
It's not really necessary, but somebody is probably going to do it just for their own reasons.
Okay, so what you're saying is that if they implement this pruning thing into the Bitcoin, then that will result in no one having to have the full blockchain anymore in order for the network to have full capacity and operate correctly.
Well, let me explain more in detail. The blockchain itself refers to the block headers of each block has an 80-byte header, really small, that defines its connection to the one in front of it. Now, that 80-byte header has to be kept forever. It links everything back to the Genesis block. But it's the data structure that follows that header that is structured deliberately in such a way that it can be that spent transactions can be edited out, and even the data structure itself can be edited out.
And didn't I hear that most of the as far as wherever the current Bitcoins are is a very, very small amount of data compared to all the past iterations of where those things have ever been? That's much, much larger, right?
Oh, yes.
Why is it that they didn't implement this right out the gate?
I'm sorry, what?
Why did they not implement this right out the gate? This seems really, you know, detrimental because it's created this objection that people are really, you know, frightened about. And it seems like, well, if you could have pruned it from the beginning, why not prune it from the beginning? Why wait?
Well, it is because it's in the protocol from the beginning. What hasn't happened is the programmers for the individual clients have not included that process. And that's just an individual programmer's choice.
Gotcha. All right, well, I appreciate you clearing that up, Crichton. Does anybody else have any questions for Crichton while we've got him here? Because he seems pretty knowledgeable about this.
I think he did a good job dropping knowledge. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Paul Crichton. I appreciate hearing from you as well. Look, I'm not concerned with it, and I think that that's a good answer. I think the pruning thing is a good answer to, well, hey, look, this blockchain's getting huge. It was 8 gigabytes over the summertime. It's 12 gigabytes now. I mean, that's been a 50% increase in less than 6 months. So if you look at the chart, it really seems to be shooting up in size. And I guess what he's saying is if they implement this pruning thing, that'll solve this issue with this blockchain being becoming too large. And I had, you know, I believed that the geeks would solve the problem, but it's just not good enough for me to get on the air. And when somebody comes up with an objection to this, as somebody who supports Bitcoin, to just simply say, trust in the geeks. You know, that's just kind of like a blow off, right? That's like saying, well, the market will handle it. Well, yeah, we know the market will handle it. We know that I believe that the geeks will handle it. All the evidence is that the geeks will handle it. They certainly had the incentive to handle it because they, you know, everybody that's invested into Bitcoin would like Bitcoin to continue. So there's certainly plenty of incentive to solve this problem. It's just that I need, you know, as somebody who's an advocate for Bitcoin, to be able to answer this question without the answer being based in have faith.
Right. Well, you could at the very least point out that part of what gives Bitcoin its popularity is that people can trust that it's not going to be controlled by just a few very wealthy corporations. That's part of its appeal, and that if that is the route that it's going to, and people are catching on now that that's all that's going to become of Bitcoin, then it's going to lose in popularity, may not even get to that point. So the stakeholders in Bitcoin have an incentive to keep it going. People who are holding Bitcoin don't want to see that happen.
No doubt, and it just keeps getting more popular with the blockchain.info wallets just shooting up in popularity. Hundreds of thousands of wallets issued in just the last several weeks alone. It's just been an amazing ride so far, and Bitcoin price is down today. 855-453 is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. E-cigarette crackdown coming up.
Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. What is ProXPN, you might be asking? Well, it is a global virtual private network, and it allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, meaning before it gets to your internet service provider. Because were you aware that your ISP is probably logging every single thing you do online for at least 6 months? Every website you visit, every search that you enter, it's all being logged. Some cases, they're logging it for up to 5 years. That means that those logs are easily obtainable by anybody with a court order. So if you want to protect yourself from logging, then you should be on ProXPN, because there, they don't keep logs of your activities. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up. Again, ProXPN.com/FTL. They've got programs that will hook you up for Windows and Mac, as well as iOS and Android. Even Linux users can use ProXPN, although it's a little bit of a different setup if you use Linux. Still pretty simple stuff. You connect to the internet and you are protected. No more prying and spying. Not only that, but if you're using your laptop at like a coffee shop, or maybe you're at work, or perhaps at school and there's certain blockages on websites you can't access normally, if you've got ProXPN on your computer, you'll be able to get through those blocks. So ProXPN.com/FTL, all kinds of neat things that you can do with ProXPN that just doesn't normally come with your regular internet account, and you can do it for cheap. $5 a month is what you'll be paying if you use our discount code, ProXPN.com/FTL. Get signed up, and when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, which means unlimited bandwidth, there's no limitations on the things you can do through the connection, you can use our discount code, which is FTL20, to get 20% off the price of their premium account. Again, code FTL20, or pay with Bitcoin and save 33% off the price of the annual plan at ProXPN.com/FTL. So changing gears a little bit here, and then we can talk more about the politicians that Tally is very frustrated with.
What are you talking about? I'm chill over here.
Yeah, you definitely are frustrated by the influx of politicians into...
Smoke is coming out of his ears.
When I
chill, but also frustrated.
When I pitched the story, I wanted to make the point of the lack of interest in the average New Hampshire person about politicians, where they have to ship them in from other areas.
Like Rhode Island, Massachusetts,
right,
elsewhere. We'll come back into that here. But there's news out of California
Los Angeles cracking down on e-cigarettes. We knew this was coming, and it was only a matter of time. LA's apparently first to the party. I don't know if this is happening anywhere else, but it probably will be soon if LA gets away with this. Now, Allie, you are flashing around an e-cigarette
in solidarity.
Evening.
That's right.
What flavor are you enjoying?
This is tobacco today? Flavor.
Tobacco flavor.
That's
okay.
Right.
Is it good? Do you like it?
It is. It's 14 milligrams of nicotine, and it is very tasty. It's a good brand.
Now,
how does that compare to an average cigarette?
Oh, it's nothing like a cigarette at all to me. I think that the only thing that's similar is that they both have nicotine. They both contain nicotine.
About the same amount, it's like 14 milligrams?
Yeah, and I guess if you smoke cigarettes and you decide that's part of like an oral fixation, some people say stuff like that, then I guess that smoking an e-cig would be similar in that way, but really it's not the same orally at all.
Not for you.
Like if you're like, I like cigarettes because of how it feels in my mouth. E-cigs don't feel like a cigarette in your mouth. You can't hold them like a cigarette typically. Even the ones that look like cigarettes, you can't like hold it like a cigarette. Like this feels stupid if I hold my e-cig the way I would hold a cigarette. So it's not really the same thing. It's just it's like putting a patch on your skin, but it's just more similar to smoking.
So,
it's kind of tasty, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of the flavors are very, very flavorful and very different from tobacco. Now, have you replaced your cigarette habit with this?
No, but that wasn't really my intention with starting.
What was your intention?
Well, really, I wanted the place where I work, we sell these. Mm-hmm. And so we have a sample bar at my work where you can just test out the different flavors.
Really?
And I just really like the tobacco flavor. So I was like, I'm going to get this.
So then, because people start using e-cigarettes for different reasons,
also
right?
Because I can smoke it inside. It has those advantages.
Yeah, you're using it here in the studio, and that's fine because it's not smoke. It doesn't do the same thing as smoke. Smoke makes things stinky. Paper
right.
Just dissipates. It goes away. You can't tell. If you were to be just puffing away on this thing and Tally were to walk in the door for the first time and you had stopped puffing away on it like 30 seconds before he walked in, he would have no idea you were just using it.
Right. But at the time, like if it was a really strong, you guys might be able to smell some of the vapor like in the
noticed.
Air while it's there.
I'm sitting across the table from you. I haven't noticed it at all. So it's a totally different situation. Some people get into the e-cigarette because they want to quit smoking cigarettes and they see this as, you know, potential replacement.
I've seen it help a lot of people quit smoking cigarettes.
I've seen that be very helpful for people, or at the very least cut back dramatically on the amount of cigarettes that they use. I've seen both of those things happen. You're saying that wasn't your intention. So does that mean that you're now taking on more nicotine than you have ever taken on?
Probably.
So you haven't cut back your cigarette smoking at all because
my cigarette smoking has stayed exactly the same.
Right.
But
so you're definitely taking.
But I don't
nicotine.
Crave the e-cig. Like I only because you mentioned e-cig, I think.
Did
oh, where's my
out?
E-cig?
Ah, okay.
But it's not like I'll go like a week and be like, oh yeah, I have an e-cig, I forgot. But my cigarette smoking, like I would notice because I'd have to buy packs more often and roll cigarettes more often, and it's the same rate since I started using the e-cig. But that means that when I'm using the e-cig, that's just another load of nicotine that I wasn't getting before.
So here's the news from Los Angeles, NBC Los Angeles. The city is cracking down on the ever more popular products, which come in flavors like bubblegum and cookies and cream and are often marketed as substitutes for cigarettes. The LA City Council unanimously approved a measure on Tuesday to regulate e-cigarettes the same way they do tobacco products. What we don't know is the exact level of danger, but we do know that it's a nicotine product, said Councilman Paul Corrence. You can just hear the dripping anger and hatred in his voice, because that's what this is really all about. It's about persecuting the nicotine users.
Well,
it's not about keeping people safe from smoke.
Are they going to regulate the patch and other nicotine-quitting products where it lowers your level of nicotine? You get nicotine in a different way than with smoking. Are they going to regulate all those like tobacco products too?
Well, I think that they do. I guess, let me give you some clarification here, Allie. This is about the sales of the products, not about the use. So they're not saying you can't use it in certain places yet.
Okay.
This is all about regulating sale.
Okay. So are they taxed currently? Are they taxed differently than cigarettes?
I believe that they are, or maybe just, you know, whatever. They probably just have, like, the standard sales tax. I presume there's a sales tax
okay.
in L.A.
So they're losing money, and they're getting upset.
That's a factor here, too. Yeah, they're not going to admit that, but yes. The council, they say, acted because, quote, we know it's addictive, and we fear this will start a number of young people on tobacco cigarettes. Can you see that happening? Can you see, let's say, a teenager getting a hold of the e-cigarette and then moving on to tobacco at some point? Is that as likely?
It doesn't seem...
Like, if you were to start with this.
Right, right. If you started with the e-cig, I feel like it would be for different reasons. Like, I feel like it would be people who are fascinated by technology. Like, I think it's just cool. Like, I'm smoking out of a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke comes out when I pull on this machine, and it's, like, flavorful. It's, like, I could see, like, nerds getting into it and it being, like, a cool thing for that reason. But then I don't think that cigarettes would have the same appeal. Because cigarette smoking is more like... You know, young people smoking cigarettes is more like a rebellion thing in my mind. That's what do you guys associate it with the same kind of mentality? Is like, I know this is bad for me, but I'm doing anyway because, hey, it's my body. Something like that along those lines.
Yeah, and some people smoke because they get their regular breaks that way, right? They get to go outside.
Yeah, that's another good reason to smoke. I'm just kidding.
Whereas e-cigs, you know, you can't really make that excuse.
So the council acted in part, they say, because of concerns over the growing popularity of e-cigarettes among teens. Their action will regulate the sale of e-cigarettes and prevent minors from acquiring the potentially addictive product. Dr. Jonathan Samet, a researcher at the USC Keck School of Medicine, says there has been a doubling of use among youths in a year, citing what he called disturbing data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Teen use of e-cigarettes surged from 4.7% of teens to 10% of teens in 2012. From 2011, said the research. The battery-operated portable devices, which resemble traditional cigarettes, often contain nicotine, come in multiple flavors, and emit an odorless liquid-based vapor. The ordinance must be signed by the mayor before it goes into effect, and under the measure, customers will be required to show proof that they are at least 18 years of age. Now, you work in a store that sells these devices. Is there a requirement for a buyer to show proof?
Yes, you have to be 18 or older.
It's interesting. So I wonder if they passed something at the state house level already in New Hampshire on that, or is it a store policy, I wonder?
I don't know. I feel like I can imagine my boss making it a store policy even if it's not the law.
Because I would be shocked to find out that New Hampshire was quicker to jump on the nanny state bandwagon than Los Angeles City Council.
Right.
That would be a shocker to me. We're coming up here in moments. The city, by the way, is banning the sale of these from street and mobile vendors such as food trucks. So only, you know, the standard locations for buying these things, I guess, will be licensed distributors of tobacco products will be the only ones allowed for this. And they are considering additional restrictions that would ban the use of them in public places. More coming up.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.